In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this fourth Sunday of Easter, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us.
Blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us. You have promised to receive us and mercy to relieve us. We need a Lord.
The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for the fourth Sunday of Easter. St. John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10, with special attention to the following verses. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out." So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is the word of God. We now sing the hymn of the day, "I Am Jesus, Little Lamb." Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to accept and believe in Jesus as the only door, the only way, and as the only truth in order to be saved to the kingdom of heaven. The words of Jesus himself, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." Therefore, send your Holy Spirit into our hearts and minds today as we share this wonderful good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ with others who are still lost and unsaved to the kingdom of heaven. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the Good Shepherd, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. And yet, if I were to ask you this morning, is Jesus the only door of the sheep? What would you say right now? Is Jesus the only possible door for the sheep to enter into the kingdom of heaven? And why? Because there are many today, including some Lutherans, who do not believe that Jesus is indeed the only door to be saved into the kingdom of heaven. Amazing, isn't it? And yet it is true. As a matter of fact, in an article published a few years ago, it was reported that even though 92% of Americans believe in God and 74% believe in life after death, 83% of Protestant churches in America believe that their faith is not the only way to heaven. That is also true of 59% of historic black Protestant churches, 79% of Roman Catholics, 82% of Jews, and 56% of Muslims, in which all of them believe and claim that many religions can lead to eternal life. In other words, they all believe in the false doctrine of universalism, that there are other ways to be saved into the kingdom of heaven other than through Jesus Christ. And unfortunately, this kind of misguided belief and religious assumption is very dangerous biblically and theologically. We are pretending to worship and to pray to the same God, when in reality, we are not. Let's be honest about that this morning. As a matter of fact, because of this misguided belief and religious assumption, many Christians are therefore afraid to offend anyone in saying that Jesus is indeed the only door, the only way, and the only truth into the kingdom of heaven. And yet, Jesus makes this very clear when he says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved." Jesus even comforted his own disciples who were afraid and troubled and not sure of where he was going. As Thomas finally asked Jesus the question, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" So Jesus told them, in John chapter 14, verse 6, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." That's why Jesus warns everyone in our text for today against those who preach and teach a different kind of gospel. And Jesus is very specific about it when he says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber." Jesus warns against those who are a thief and a robber. One who is interested only in himself, his own personal self-interest and well-being. He's not interested in the safety and well-being of the sheep, or even for that matter, what will happen to them. On the contrary, he comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Therefore, beware of false prophets and teachers today who really don't care for the sheep, but are a thief and a robber, climbing in by another way and claiming to be not only the door, but the way and the truth themselves. That's precisely what Jim Jones, David Koresh, and many other false teachers and prophets claim to be, the Christ and Messiah. They pretended to care for the sheep entrusted under their spiritual care, but inwardly they were ravenous wolves or false prophets claiming to have the truth. And as a result of that, approximately more than 700 people were forced to commit suicide under the leadership of Jim Jones in French Guyana in South America, and hundreds of others as they died in vain under the leadership of David Koresh in Waco, Texas, as they resisted federal and local law enforcement. They were misled and blinded to the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ and ended up not saved, but dead without Jesus. That's precisely what Jesus told the Pharisees in the verses preceding our text, that they were blind to the truth and unwilling to believe in him as the true Messiah promised by the Old Testament prophets. Jesus told them that as the Messiah and as the Good Shepherd, he doesn't come to steal and kill and destroy with lies, deception, and a different kind of gospel. No. On the contrary, Jesus told them that as the Good Shepherd, he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And as the Good Shepherd, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Jesus does not only protect them, but make sure that they are safe, secure, and away from any danger or exposed to any kind of evil. As a matter of fact, Jesus does more than that. Jesus, as a good shepherd, gives them something more precious than a thief or a robber could ever offer them. Jesus gives his sheep assurance and security. It is not based on our bank accounts, our insurance policies, our real estate, or even for that matter, mutual funds, stocks, and bonds, but on what Jesus has accomplished for us on the cross, as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. In other words, assurance and security bought with real blood, sweat, and tears shed on the cross on Mount Calvary. The words of Dr. Martin Luther in his small catechism, in the short explanation of the second article of the Apostles' Creed, I believe that Jesus Christ has redeemed me, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. The promise made by Jesus himself at the end of the gospel lesson for today, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. And unfortunately, all of the other religions of the world teach that you must do something to earn your salvation by good works in order to be saved into the kingdom of heaven. And yet, Christianity is the only religion in the world that teaches that it is not by our good works, but by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ, his suffering and death on the cross, his resurrection, and by his blood and righteousness that we are saved to the kingdom of heaven. And as Christians, we respect other religions of the world, but at the same time, we also respectfully disagree with them. And we should not be afraid or intimidated, but be willing to stand up for the truth of the gospel, that we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior, and that Jesus, as the Good Shepherd, is indeed the only door, the only way, and the only truth into the kingdom of heaven. As a matter of fact, we should not be ashamed, and we should never apologize or compromise our faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior. But to be bold and aggressive, as St. Paul writes in his letter to the Romans, chapter 1, verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. Now, what about us again? Yes. What about you and me? Is Jesus the only door, the only way, and the only truth? Or is there another door, another way, and another truth in order to be saved to the kingdom of heaven? And the answer this morning is no. There isn't another door, another way, or another truth? St. Peter makes this very clear in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12, as he responded to the accusations by the rulers, elders, and teachers of the law, saying, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. Yes, there is no other name given under heaven except for the name of Jesus by which we must be saved. This is especially true today as we consider the thousands and thousands of people who are dying of the coronavirus. And many of them, unfortunately, dying without Jesus as their Savior. And how important it is for us during this crisis not only to continue praying to God, as I have stated repeatedly during the last five Sundays, that God will keep every one of us safe and healthy, but to also share with everyone who is still lost and not saved to the kingdom of heaven. That Jesus is indeed the only door, the only way, and the only truth. As a matter of fact, it could be someone in our own family, a close friend or neighbor, someone at work who is still lost and unsaved without Jesus as their Savior. Think about that for just a moment today. Yes, someone we know personally who suddenly could get infected, get sick, and in danger of dying from the coronavirus. So now and today is the time to call them, to talk to them, and impress upon them the importance of giving their life and their soul to Jesus. And not to live like the rich man did in one of the parables of Jesus, who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day, while at his gate there was a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. One day, they both died. Lazarus went to heaven, but the rich man did not. He ended up in hell, where he cried out in pain and anguish, "Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire." Unfortunately, it was too late for him, not because he was rich, but because he didn't have Jesus as his Savior and relied solely on himself, his wealth, and his possessions. As a matter of fact, Father Abraham replied to him saying, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, while Lazarus received the bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony." So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit on this fourth Sunday of Easter, as we do not only continue to pray to God fervently and without ceasing in helping the scientists and the medical community to find a medicine and a vaccine to free us from this deadly virus, but as we also continue to share and witness the gospel of Jesus Christ during this crisis, so that many more may come to the saving grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and be accepted and saved to the kingdom of heaven. To accept and believe in Jesus as the Good Shepherd, and as he also invites those who are still lost and unsaved to the kingdom of heaven, saying, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Yes, sometimes, as I stated last Sunday, it does take a devastating tragedy, similar to the one we experienced during 9/11 in New York City in 2001, not only to get our attention again with this deadly virus, but to get us down on our knees and plead with our Lord Jesus Christ to have mercy upon us and to help us and free us from the coronavirus that just won't go away. To listen and to pay attention to what is really important in life, our eternal life one day with our Lord Jesus Christ in the kingdom of heaven. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. May our prayer today be the words of the closing hymn, "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is," with special attention to the following verses. The King of Love, my Shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack if I am His, and He is mine forever. And so through all the length of days, Thy goodness faileth never. Good Shepherd, may I sing Thy praise within Thy house forever. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always as we believe and confess that Jesus is not only our crucified Lord and risen Savior, but also our Good Shepherd. Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. Amen. On this fourth Sunday of Easter and Good Shepherd Sunday, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is." And after we have listened to the closing hymn, we will conclude with the Lord's Prayer and the Lord's Benediction. Thank you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.